No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this beautiful Sunday morning. We're glad that you joined us today, and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. Do we have any announcements this morning? Besides, please fill out our attendance sheets that you find in your pews. Sandy? Sandy has an announcement.
Yes, good morning. So glad to see all of you this morning. In your bulletin in the center, it says next week there's going to be a soup luncheon. We're going to correct that. It's not going to be soup because we're going to have a nice warm day and we're going to be having cold cut sandwiches and salad. So you can eat and then sit back and relax and watch Lee and Leanne's photos from Croatia, Bosnia, and Slovenia. So you're all invited to come. If any of you would like to bring a cookie or something like that for dessert, please see me. If none of you have time or want to, that's fine. You don't have to bring anything, just come. And then looking ahead to May 18th, Community Life will be sponsoring a movie night. We don't know yet what movie we're going to be watching, but plan on coming. Snacks, movies, what else can you think of that would be better? Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Mark.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just repeating what I've said before in case anybody wasn't here the previous weeks. Our special offering this month is for Heifer. The Heifer Project helps people around the world, including the U.S., with sustainable farming, education, and there are 815 million chronically malnourished people in the world. Think about that. That's like 0.8 billion people don't get the food they need. And Heifer helps because the animals that Heifer Project gives aren't just used once. They're not just killed and eaten. They're raised, they're kept, they're bred, and it goes on. A cow can give 4 gallons of milk a day. And that helps not only just one family, that helps many families. And when you breed the cattle and pass one along to the next family, then the gift that we give keeps on giving, quite literally. So Heifer has been, we've been supporting Heifer for many, many years, and they do amazing work. And we actually have given heifers in the past. We've raised enough money to give heifers, water buffalo, llamas, with all kinds of cute fuzzy animals that are really, really big that we have given. So I'm hoping we can do that again. And along the same lines, we're doing something totally new this month. This month has 5 Sundays. So on months with 5 Sundays, we've decided we're going to take a cue from Aaron's parents' church in Wisconsin, and they do something called a noisy offering on the 5th Sunday of the month. So what we're going to do is pass around buckets, and if you have spare change, please bring it along, and we're going to make the offering as noisy as possible. So, and this will go to Heifer next week, so stay tuned for that. Thank you,
Mark. Are there other announcements this morning? No. Then Bruce will lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning. Those of you who are able, would you please rise and join me in reading the call to worship? Come all you people, enter the gates of God's sheepfold.
We hear God calling us by name.
Jesus will bring all people to be one flock, one shepherd.
From every nation, every people, tribe, and language.
That they all may be one, we proclaim.
God is still speaking.
Our opening hymn is number 252, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. remain standing and join me in reading the prayer of invocation. Loving Shepherd, you know our names, you care for us. When we face darkness and death, you will walk beside us. When we hunger for your love, you will fill us with your presence. When we are fearful, you will feed us at your table. May we dwell in the house of goodness and mercy, in your holy house, all the days of our lives. In the name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
And now may I have the young and young at heart come forward for children's time. Come on, young people. Well, I brought a friend with me this morning. I know that you are a little bit older than my baby, at least, so I think you will still enjoy a good nursery rhyme. So, how many of you know Mary Had a Little Lamb? Well, those of you who know, do you know all the verses? Well, those of you who don't know all of its verses, then you get the little piece of paper and you can join us. And the choir will help us sing this little nursery rhyme for those of you. Well, I don't know all the verses either, but I just learned it, so I really like it. I'm learning nursery rhymes, so I will terrorize you with them. Well, we have this little lamb here, and we will sing this little song. So can we get a note? That's the one. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. He followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play, laugh and play, laugh and play. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. And so the teacher turned him out, turned him out, turned him out. And so the teacher turned him out, but still he lingered near. And waited patiently, 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 and waited patiently till Mary did appear. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its face was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Thank you, young people. You did an excellent job to sing this nursery rhyme with me. And guess what? Today we will be talking about the Good Shepherd. So I thought that the little lamb, the little white lamb, mostly white lamb, I thought that that story totally fit with today's message. How do you think that story fits with today's message? Like if Jesus is the Good Shepherd? Do you have any idea? It's a little weird.
He was the shepherd over the sheep.
Yes. Do you like lamb? I mean, not to eat them, but just, you know. Aren't they cute? Mm-hmm. They are cute. Do you like lamb?
Yes.
Okay. So do you think that there's a connection between, like, the Good Shepherd and our little lamb story today? What do you think?
Did one of them go missing?
That's a good story too. That's not today's story, but that's a good one. And what did the shepherd do?
When he went to go find it?
Yeah, that's a good one. Very good. Yes, that's not my point today, but it's really good. So the good shepherd, what I was thinking about, that this in this story, Mary's little lamb, what does he do?
He follows Mary all around.
He follows Mary all around. So I thought we are all like this little lamb, and we need to follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So that's the point. I thought that, you know, we can be like this good little lamb who is following Mary everywhere, and we can follow Jesus, whatever we learn from Jesus, What do you think we learned from Jesus? What did you learn in church? To love people? Did you learn anything else?
Be kind.
Be kind, very good. Is there anything else we learned from Jesus?
Probably.
Collect peanut butter and jelly, help other people. Do you have any good ideas, Bruce?
Psalm 23rd Psalm.
23rd Psalm, yes, that's a good one. Very good, and you will read it very soon. Exactly that God feeds us, God takes care of us. Very good. So all these things that we learn in church, they help us to be good little lamb. And what do we need to do? We need to
follow Jesus.
We need to follow Jesus. Very good. Will you say a prayer with me this morning? Loving God,
help us
to follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Faithfully. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, young people. And now you may go to care camp, or you can stick with us, whichever you choose. And we will just sing hallelujah happily.
First reading this morning, Psalm 23, the Divine Shepherd, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the darkest of valleys, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Thus ends this reading. The second reading is from the first book of John 3, verse 16 through 24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God and we receive from him whatever we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. Thus ends these readings, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of the Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Thank you, choir and Chris. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you ever felt like you didn't belong? Sometimes life feels alienating. We can feel separated from family, friends, classmates, or colleagues. It's not easy to cope when life lacks a sense of community. Sometimes you feel misunderstood or like a stranger who can never be a part of the inner circle. This is even harder when we talk about our family. What can we do if our own family members don't accept us as we are? It's hard to be the black sheep of the family. I know some people who felt the same way about church too. They told me, the roof would cave in if they ever came to church. And guess what happened? They started to attend regularly, and the roof is still in pretty good shape. Although some of them are in Maine right now. But let me share with you a personal story when I felt like the black sheep of the flock. When I was in fourth grade, for some reason, which thank God I don't remember today, my classmates decided to excommunicate me. They did not talk to me or did not play with me during the recess. They formed a big circle, and I felt like they were talking about me. I felt horrible. I must have done something to upset them. I have a few ideas, but they never told me what it was. However, there was one little girl in the class who stood by me and talked with me. Her name was Monica. If you have ever seen the series Touched by an Angel, this Monica was my little angel. Up to this day, I remember how good it felt that one person loved me and accepted me no matter what. She didn't care what the other kids were saying or what they were doing. She played with me during those difficult few days. You know, for a kid, a few days seem like an eternity. I never forgot her goodness to me. So I know it's not easy to be the black sheep. Once in a while, we all feel like we don't belong for one reason or another. Maybe we made a mistake. Maybe something happened that was outside our control. Sometimes when we are going through difficulties, we also feel like an outsider. We feel like we are all alone and that people don't really understand us. In those times, it's good to know that no matter what happens, we always have someone who loves and accepts us fully. Love and acceptance may not always come from our family members or friends, but it always comes from God. Psalm 23 that Bruce just read a few minutes ago teaches us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God will provide everything that we need, even a loving community that will accept us unconditionally. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will gather all the black and white sheep together, and they shall not want for anything. Sometimes we may feel like we are lost in life's maze and think that even God has forgotten about us. But that's not true. The fact that you are here today and you are listening to this message is a sign that God cares about you and wants you to be a part of your life. In this holy place, in God's presence, God's love is so fully present. No matter who you are or where you are from, God loves you. And God wants you to be joyful and happy. No matter if you are a nice church-going lady or a tough guy who never puts his feet in a sanctuary, we all need God's presence. No one is out of the reach of the Good Shepherd. And furthermore, Jesus says, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." Jesus doesn't simply invite the good casserole-baking church ladies to walk with him, but he also goes after the black sheep, the wild ones, the ones who are different, the ones who seemingly don't belong anywhere. What makes this gospel reading so powerful is that it's a part of Jesus' answer to the Pharisees. In chapter 9, Jesus healed a blind man on a Sabbath, and that caused a conflict with the religious leaders of his time. The Pharisees were investigating it, if it was necessary for Jesus to work on a Sabbath. But guess what? If we look at the Bible, we realize that Jesus was a black sheep too. He didn't belong. He did not try to conform to the religious and social rules of his time. Jesus was a bit wild too. And he seemed like a difficult person in the eyes of religious and political leaders. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. Jesus did things that were countercultural to the time of his time. For example, he talked with women, which was a big no-no, but he didn't just talk to women, he talked to even bad girls. Jesus talked with strangers. He even talked with the enemies of the Jews, the Samaritans. And he socialized with sinners. He liked wine, and he enjoyed a good party. Jesus liked to think and behave a bit outside the box. He didn't mind that this was dangerous, that it meant that some people looked at him as an outsider, as the black sheep of the synagogue. So even the good shepherd got in trouble sometimes. Therefore, Jesus fully understands the struggle of the other black sheep. That's why he reaches out to the difficult people, even those who are not easy for us to love. This is where the UCC's wide welcome originates from. We are following the Good Shepherd. We are following Jesus Christ. So we must open our hearts toward all. This is why everyone is welcome here at Pilgrim Church. This is why we say, no matter who you are, if you are rich or poor, young and old, or young and young at heart, better, straight or LGBTQ and whatever letters we want to put after someone, you are welcome here. Everyone's welcome here. Here at Pilgrim Church, we welcome you with open arms, and we invite you to sit at the table with us. Even if you're a little strange, don't worry, you belong here. We are a little strange too. If you have made mistakes in the past, you still belong here. We are all imperfect people too. The only head of this congregation is not Reverend Melinda or Jerry or a human being, but it's Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. We serve God and each other together, and we try to make the world a better place. You don't have to be a perfect person to make a difference in the world. If you have a couple dollars, you can buy a jar of peanut butter or jelly, and you have already made a difference in a hungry person's life. It's that simple. Miracles happen in small steps. That's also how we grow spiritually. So listen to the invitation of the Good Shepherd and open your heart before God. Even if you feel like the black sheep, not like this nice little white one here, you need to know that God loves all the different colors and shapes, shades of the rainbow. No matter what's happening in your life, you have a safe place to be where you belong. All sinners and saints belong to Pilgrim Church UCC. Christ, the Good Shepherd, is gathering up all the sheep, black, white, rich, poor, young, and young at heart. God, the Good Shepherd, loves us all. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 247, My Shepherd is the Living God. 247. Please stand. Please be seated. Well, I have two prayer requests this morning. One comes from Jerry. Today's Earth Day, so let us celebrate all of God's creation. Thank you, Jerry, for reminding us. And the other prayer request is for Mac, who is in the hospital. So we will say prayers for Mac as well. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Anyone else? Joys, concerns, birthdays, happy news, nothing? Nothing's happening in your lives? Yes, Mark?
Just a trivial thing to most people, but our younger granddaughter is 13 months old, and she just started walking this week.
Wow, congratulations. So, and her name is?
Margaret.
Margaret? So let us rejoice with your family. Awesome. Anyone else? Joys, concerns? Nothing? Everyone's quiet? Okay. Well, it's a nice sunny day. You want to get out probably. That's okay. Then let us pray. Good Shepherd of our soul, we thank you for accepting and loving us. We ask you to help us to do the same and love others with the love we have learned from you. Help us to be good shepherds of the lost souls of our children and grandchildren who are entrusted to us. Teach us to be kind to them, even when they try our patience. Gracious God, we are imperfect people who need your inspiration and forgiveness. So encourage us when we are sad. Lift us up when we worry. Send to us your Holy Spirit to be enthusiastic people who love your church and cheer others up. With trust in your mercy and grace, we pray for the sick and the weak. Reach out your healing hand and send your special care to those who need it most. We pray for the people who are on Pilgrim's prayer list. We pray for Lee, Claudette, Frank, Joe, Kristen, Carolyn, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Judy, Mac, Naomi, Judy and Ralph, Noah, Porter, Sharon, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Mac today, who is in the hospital. And we celebrate Earth Day, and we celebrate all of God's creation. And we also celebrate with the Maris family, for their granddaughter, Margaret, who just started to walk. Today we pray for the children in our congregation, both young and old. Bless and keep them as they grow in your knowledge and inspire us to be able to teach them. And now in the next few quiet moments, give us the peace of your presence as we silently pray at your feet. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. With God as our shepherd, we will not be in need. Our cups already overflow with God's blessings. Let us share in the care of all God's children. Let us love not simply in word or speech, but also in truth and action, as we give from our hands and our hearts. And now let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. And now our ushers will gather our morning tithes and offerings. Now let us say together our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, all that we have comes through us to your abundance, which flows from your generosity and love. You have set a banquet before us. Our lives overflow with your goodness. We dedicate our lives and these gifts to your service. May these gifts be signs of your goodness and mercy toward all. Use us and all that we offer to further your purpose and make known your love for the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 81, God Be With You.
Thank you.
Fear no evil, for God, our good shepherd, journeys with us. Love one another, for Jesus Christ abides in all of us. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, for we are witnesses to divine love. Amen.